Pentagon has released footage of this week's incident involving a Russian fighter jet intercepting a U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military had accused Russia of an aggressive and unsafe intercept that led to the U.S. having to ditch the drone in the water.
You've heard about the dumping of the fuel and everything else. We have video evidence of all that.
And the 42-second video that's now been released shows a Russian jet dumping fuel as it passes the drone in apparent attempt to blind the Reaper's optical instruments and push it out of the area. The military says another approach shows a jet hitting the drone's propeller, though Russia denies any physical contact. The incident brought the two nations closest to direct confrontation since the Ukraine invasion began a year ago, and it led Milley and Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin to talk with their Russian counterparts for the first time since October. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's large-scale transfer and deportation of Ukrainian children to areas under its control amounts to a war crime, United Nations investigators said Thursday. In their first report, the high-level investigation team also warned that Moscow's barrage of attacks on Ukraine's energy-related infrastructure and its widespread pattern of torture could amount to crimes against humanity. Japan and South Korea work to smooth out areas of concern as key talks proceed. The two Northeast Asian nations have agreed to resume regular visits between their leaders and have taken steps to resolve a trade dispute. As a highly anticipated summit begins, a sign the two countries are rebuilding their nation's security and economic ties as they try to overcome a century of difficult history. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain said on Thursday it would ban TikTok on government phones with immediate effect, a move that follows other Western countries who have barred the Chinese-owned video app over security concerns. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has demanded that TikTok's Chinese owners divest their stakes in the popular video app or face a possible ban in the U.S. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports TikTok owner ByteDance insists that concerns leading to bans are based what it calls misinformation.
China's accusing the U.S. of spreading disinformation and suppressing TikTok following reports that the Biden administration is calling for all Chinese owners to sell their stakes in the popular video sharing app. Last year, Britain's parliament shut down its TikTok account, meant to reach younger audiences with parliament content, just days after its launch, following concerns from lawmakers.
Wall Street's main indices opened lower on Thursdays after shares of First Republic Bank crashed amid fears of a banking crisis, while a large interest rate hike by the European Central Bank also dented sentiment. Swiss bank-based Credit Suisse Bank announced Thursday that it will borrow up to $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. Credit Suisse said the loan will boost its liquidity after a slump in its shares intensified fears about a global financial crisis. In an AP interview, Victoria Scholar, head of investment at Interactive Investor, says the memory of the 2008 financial crisis haunts investors despite tighter controls.
Are much stricter capital controls in place now and much tighter rules around the banking system. But there's no doubt that there are echoes of what we saw back then. And the risk of a collapse of a major institution certainly reminds us of the pain back in 2008.
Trading on global markets have been volatile this week as investors worried about a run on global bank deposits following the collapse of two prominent U.S. banks last week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Niger on Thursday for a rare visit to a country seen as a bastion of support for Western military operations in a region where Russia is making inroads. Blinken is the first U.S. official at this level to visit the former French colony, where both France and the U.S. maintain forces to battle jihadist insurgencies in the troubled Sahel region. Secretary Blinken says there's been significant progress in the implementation of a peace deal in Ethiopia. He spoke about the commitment at a press conference Wednesday at Addis Ababa University, concluding his first day in Ethiopia. And Gabon's transport minister resigned Thursday, a week after a ferry disaster that claimed the lives of at least 21 people. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.